Now, the Pentagon says the U.S. will end suspension of its military drills on the Korean Peninsula. Have a listen.
As you know, we took the step to suspend several of the largest exercises as a good faith measure coming out of the Singapore summit. We have no plans at this time to suspend any more exercises.
And Mad Dog Mattis there, however, did not give any indication that the exercises with allied forces in the region, which had angered Pyongyang in the past, will resume anytime soon. The Pentagon chief says there are still going to see exactly how these negotiations play out. He said Washington hasn't made a decision yet on major military exercises with South Korea for next year. After a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un back in June, Washington suspended several of these exercises. Move was designed to spur further denuclearization talks with Pyongyang. However, tensions have now again increased between the two sides in recent weeks. And now we're swinging over to Washington, D.C. We're joined by Dr. Wilmer Leon, columnist and political scientist. Hello, Dr. Leon. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Now, it seemed like there, you know, historic, you know, diffusion of some really tense ties between Washington and Pyongyang. What is happening now?
Well, what is happening is what's coming to bear is what pretty much most people realized after the Singapore summit, which is President Donald Trump really didn't get anything accomplished. It was one thing, a very good thing, to have both sides speaking and talking peace. That's always great. You can never question that. But beyond that, there was nothing significant in writing. The denuclearization claim that Donald Trump made was a fraud. And so now you have Kim Jong-un, who has reached his place that he wanted on the world stage, and things are going back to normal.
So how much is the Trump administration to blame for this? Because what Kim Jong-un is saying, he's saying the demands that Washington is making of us are, you know, too one-sided. They're, you know, in diplomacy, you very well know, you give a little, you get a little. You know, Washington wants to get a whole lot without giving almost anything. And Pyongyang has said, look, these demands out of, you know, out of Washington are, quote, gangster-like.
Well, that's how Donald Trump tends to operate. What he doesn't seem to understand is sovereign nations can't be bullied. Now, you can bully people in a real estate transaction, but sovereign nations can't be bullied. And the other thing that this really highlights is how ill-prepared or unprepared the Trump administration was, because they walked into this summit with no pre, they didn't do their homework. They did not have meetings on the front end. They did not establish what was going to be discussed and what the objectives were before they walked in the room. So this really just shows you Donald Trump is, while the North Koreans were playing three-dimensional chess, Donald Trump was playing checkers.
And do you feel it was a great opportunity, a historic opportunity lost here and kind of squandered because of like that lack of planning and lack of proper diplomacy out of Donald Trump's administration?
Absolutely. Plus, you have people like John Bolton in his ear, who, other than John McCain, is the hawk's hawk. And you have Donald Trump having canceled the Iran nuclear deal, so he walks into North Korea or walks into Singapore with North Korea, and they can't trust him. So, again, this is, Donald Trump is way, way, way out of his league.
Thank you, Doctor, for joining us and for your input once again on the program. That was Dr. Wilmer Leon, their columnist and political scientist there, joining us out of Washington, D.C.